Local act Paint have just released their song Field Trip. Here's Anya from Paint telling us Hello. All about it. Hello, Anya.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song Field Trip?
Yeah. So it's the first single we've released in, I think, over a year. We took a really long break.
Yeah.
Wasn't completely voluntary. We just couldn't get organised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the first single off our upcoming EP, which is going to be called Bugs. And basically the song is written from the perspective of the main character of Trainspotting.
Oh.
Kind of weird.
Did not pick up on that at all.
Yeah, it's really, it's very cryptic. But lately I've been, like, sometimes I'll have a really hard time writing lyrics, and then the guys will be like, okay, let's think about something stupid and write about it. And I don't really know how, I forget how we came to that, but Trainspotting is like my favourite movie.
Yeah.
And so we were in Liam's garage, I think, and we were trying to write it and we were having a really hard time. And I just started writing as if I was in Trainspotting. And that's where all the, like, all my friends are turning into paper.
Makes so much more sense.
Getting really hard to pay for, all that stuff. Yeah. So that's kind of the whole meaning of it.
I was going to ask about the writing recording process. You already answered that, but is there anything more we can find out?
It's kind of, Liam will come up with the demo most of the time, like the instrumental, because he's sort of the mastermind. And then I will usually try to come up with a melody and lyrics. That's usually my job, but I definitely need help from the others a lot of the time. And this one was a collective effort, I have to say. But, yeah, we usually just group at Liam's house, usually in the garage, and then, yeah, it just goes from there.
What do you hope people take away from Field Trip after listening to it?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know, really. It doesn't have, I guess it does have a kind of serious meaning behind it, but it's sort of a humorous way of looking at it. I don't know, I guess just that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't really have a crazy meaning for it, but yeah.
When did Paint start as a band?
We started technically in 2020. So we've been doing this for, like, I guess 2 and a bit years, but we didn't actually start playing gigs till 2021, midway through. But the story goes, I met basically everyone in the band through Tom.
Yeah.
We worked together at a surf shop when we were like 18. It was really funny. But he went on exchange to America in 2019, I think. And we said that when he got back, because he was gone for quite a while.
Yeah.
We basically bonded over our love of the same music. And when he left the night before, we sort of made a pact that when he got back, we would start a band.
Yeah.
And it was originally going to be a completely different band. It was going to be kind of like a whole type, you know.
Yes, yeah.
A bit more loud. But I sort of realised my voice can't really do that. I wish it could.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
It works so much. So well with melody.
Yeah,
like,
I can't really scream, and so we were sort of thinking, okay, that's gonna be a problem. And once Tom was back, he messaged me and he just said, we've got a new lineup,
yeah,
just come get me and then let's go to Liam's. And then we just got there and started making shoegaze music.
And what's something you think people don't expect from you as a band?
That's a really good question. I don't know, maybe as we evolve, our style is changing a little bit, and that might be maybe something unexpected that might, I don't know, we're still figuring out our sound, but I think our sound is evolving. We're originally meant to be just a shoegaze band.
Yeah.
And I think maybe what they might not expect is the twist that we've been trying to put on it. It's hard to say though, because we are still quite new to the scene.
Yeah. But
yeah.
There's a certain like poppiness that I can hear with that shoegaze. Yeah. I think that's really, really interesting.
I think that's what we try to do.
And what's an influence you think people would be surprised by?
There have been moments where we've taken inspiration from Taylor Swift.
Hey.
Old Taylor Swift songs. I'm a huge fan of her country stuff.
Same.
And I love, I think I prefer the country stuff to the stuff now. But we've taken influence from things like that.
Yeah.
And at the moment, a lot of influence from coming of age, early 2000s movies.
Yes.
Like American Pie, such a foul movie. But
awful movie, great soundtrack.
Yeah, it's awful. But yeah, the whole nostalgic.
Yes.
Sort of Blink 182 vibe. I think people probably don't realise that we take a lot more inspiration from cheesy pop music than they think. Yeah, probably that.
Do you have a favourite gig or backstage story?
We played Sidefest last year at the Rosemount, and that was probably the biggest gig we'd played at that point. And because we all live Frio ways, it was quite a trek. And this is when we were really disorganised as a band. We've since gotten ourselves together. We pulled up our socks. But I got to the gig and we were already cutting it pretty fine for time. And I got out of the car and I just realised I didn't bring my pedal board.
Oh, no.
And my heart dropped and we were all just looking at each other. Everyone was so disappointed in me, I could tell. And I was so angry at myself. Got in the car, sped back to Ardross. I probably ran a red light or something. I was just so stressed.
Yeah.
Got it, came back. The guys were on stage, already set up. And I walked on, but everyone started clapping. And I felt so stupid because I felt like, I don't know.
Well, you made a grand entrance.
I know. That's why I felt so dumb. I was like, why am I doing this? But I sort of had no choice. And then we ended up playing the gig and it went really well. But, yeah, it was very stressful.
And what is next for Paint?
We have another single coming out on the 13th of April.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't even know if I was meant to announce that, but it's out now. And then the EP.
Yes.
We have a music video coming out for Field Trip very soon. And that was really fun to shoot. Besides that, I think we're in a more consistent place with practicing. So I guess just being a better band and putting out a lot more music.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anya, from Paint.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And right now, on Out to Lunch here on RTRFM, this is Paint with Field Trip.